Welcome, today we're heading to Croatia's northern Dalmatian coast, pairing the compact, sea-facing city of Zadar with the slower, wider horizons of Dugi Otok. Think of this as a long weekend designed for walking, swimming, eating simply, and allowing island travel to set the pace. The useful idea is not to race through a checklist. Let Zadar provide the old town energy and easy evenings, then give Dugi Otok enough breathing room to feel like an island rather than a day trip obstacle course. Zadar is a very satisfying place to arrive in because its historic center is compact. You can wander between stone lanes, Roman remains, churches, small squares, and the waterfront without needing a complicated plan or long stretches of transport. Start with the Roman Forum area, where the city's layers are visible in plain sight. Nearby, the Church of St. Donatus gives the old town one of its most recognizable silhouettes. The pleasure here is not only seeing landmarks, it is noticing how daily life moves around them. By late afternoon, make your way toward the western edge of the peninsula. The promenade opens onto the Adriatic, and this is where Zadar's character becomes especially clear. Locals strolling, travelers lingering, boats crossing the water, and the lights slowly changing over the islands. You will hear the sea organ before you fully understand it. Waves move air through pipes beneath the steps, producing low, shifting tones. It is public art, but it also feels wonderfully unplanned because the sea is composing the sound. A few steps away is Greeting to the Sun, a circular installation that gathers daylight and glows after dark. Don't treat either work as a box to tick. Sit for a while, listen, and let the waterfront do what it does. People often come here hoping for a famous sunset. The atmosphere is real, but weather always gets a vote. Even on an ordinary evening, the combination of sea air, stone steps, and that quiet, wavering music makes the walk worthwhile. Dugi Otok changes the scale immediately. Its name means Long Island, and it is the quieter counterpart to Zadar. Long roads, scattered settlements, pine scent, dry stone walls, open coves, and stretches where the loudest thing may be the wind. This is not an island to conquer in a hurry. Pick two or three experiences and let the gaps between them matter. A roadside pause, a small harbor, or a simple coffee can be as memorable as the headline sights. Sakaran Beach is the obvious draw for many visitors. Its pale sand and clear shallow water give it a gentler look than the rockier shores common along the Adriatic. Go early or later in the day if you want a more peaceful experience. Bring what you need, but leave the beach better than you found it. That means taking litter away, avoiding fragile vegetation behind the shore, and resisting the urge to turn a beautiful cove into a noisy private party. For drama rather than swimming, turn toward Telašica Nature Park. The landscape shifts into cliffs, bays, and broad views over intensely blue water. From the higher viewpoints, the island's shape and its relationship with the sea become much easier to feel. Follow marked routes and the park's local guidance, especially around exposed edges and sensitive ground. The cliffs are impressive precisely because they are not a stage set. A little distance, a little care, and a little quiet go a long way. Small settlements along Dugi Otok reward an unhurried approach. Look for boats tied in sheltered water, shutters opening onto narrow lanes, gardens, olive trees, and the rhythms of a place where visitors are welcome, but residents still need ordinary calm. Here is a flexible long weekend shape. On day one, arrive in Zadar, settle in, and walk the old town without trying to see everything. Save the waterfront for evening, when the sea organ and the promenade make a natural closing chapter. On day two, take the ferry toward Dugi Otok with a deliberately light plan. Ferry connections are part of the trip, not an inconvenience to wish away. Check the current timetable before travel, since seasons, weather, and services can change. If your ferry times allow it, devote the day to one beach area and one inland or scenic stop. Sakaran plus a slow drive through a village is enough for many people. If you prefer cliffs and walking, prioritize Telašica instead. An overnight on Dugi Otok makes the island much less rushed, particularly if you want both swimming and nature. If you only have a day, leave generous buffers for the return journey and do not plan your final Zadar evening too tightly. On the final day, return to Zadar for anything you skipped, a morning market wander, another historic lane, a long lunch, or simply one more waterfront circuit. The best version of this route leaves room to respond to weather and energy. Food here is often at its best when it stays straightforward. Look for grilled fish, octopus salad, good local olive oil, regional cheese, and seasonal vegetables prepared without too much fuss. Near the coast, freshness and restraint are often the whole point. A good habit is to ask what is local and in season rather than arriving with one famous dish in mind. It supports a more grounded meal and makes room for the small differences between a city table, an island canoba, and a family-run cafe. For many independent travelers, late spring and early autumn offer an appealing balance. Generally warm conditions, swim-friendly days at the right moment, and a calmer feel than peak summer. Bring layers anyway, Coastal evenings and ferry decks can be breezy. Summer brings the most animated atmosphere, fuller beaches, and broader seasonal activity, but also more people and less spontaneity. Neither choice is universally better. Decide whether your priority is heat and bustle or space and a slower rhythm. Zadar works well as a base because it is connected by road, air, and ferry routes. Dugia Otok requires more deliberate planning. Check where your ferry arrives, where you want to go afterward, and whether you need a car, bike, taxi, or local transfer. On an island, a route that looks short on a map can still require coordination. Confirm practical details ahead, carry water and sun protection, and avoid assuming that every village has the same services. Flexibility is more valuable than a packed schedule. Travel respectfully by keeping noise low near homes, using marked paths, observing nature park rules, and spending with local businesses when you can. Croatia's coast is not just a view from a ferry, it is a lived-in network of communities and landscapes. The takeaway is simple: use Zadar for its walkable history and memorable waterfront, then protect enough time for Dugia Otok to unfold slowly. Plan ferries carefully, but leave the rest of the weekend a little loose. Thank you for listening. I hope this gives you a practical way to experience this corner of Croatia with curiosity, patience, and respect. Safe travels and goodbye for now.